The Morgan NewsHour spoke to Mayor Brandon Scott this afternoon. Mayor Scott is home resting after being diagnosed with COVID-19 this week. Mayor Scott stresses the importance of being vaccinated and addressed the pictures of himself maskless at events. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott is joining us here on the Morgan NewsHour. Mayor Scott announced this week that he was diagnosed with COVID from a routine COVID test. Thank you for joining us, Mayor Scott.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. First, I think everyone wants to know, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. As you said, I tested positive for Monday in my routine Monday test. Been asymptomatic for the most part. Had a few body aches on Monday, but other than that, I feel normal. Going a little stir crazy, but I'm okay.
You were previously vaccinated, and when was that? And what have experts told you about the breakthrough cases?
Well, we know I was vaccinated in March. We know that no vaccine is 100% effective, and vaccinated individuals can get infected. We know them. We call them breakthrough cases. Mm-hmm. Only 11% of COVID cases in Maryland are fully vaccinated individuals or breakthrough cases. So I'm in a very small percentile, and even smaller numbers of them end up extremely ill in the hospital or dead. And we know that this is why the vaccine works, and this is why I'm able to do this interview from home, and why I've been able to continue to take on the business of the city from home, is because I'm vaccinated. I want to thank all the well wishers, everyone that has sent the email, text, a phone call, a Twitter message, whatever, to say thank you for wishing me well. But this is why people have to get vaccinated.
And so it was widely seen that some of the photos of you going around without a mask at events, and I will 100% give you credit. There's still photos on there from the weekend from your Facebook page, and you're not hiding from it. Any lessons from that?
No, I think that what you should note about those is that even when you're following CDC guidance, like I was, the CDC guidance talking, if you look at those pictures, those events, there are times when I had it on and when I had it off. I was following CDC guidelines at the time where said that when you were vaccinated and outside that you didn't necessarily need a mask. I know for me now, I will be doing that regardless of what the CDC says. And I think, again, this pushes home the importance of taking this COVID thing still seriously, because this is not over. This is also why I encourage people to get tested at least once a week to protect yourselves and the others around you, and why we need people to get vaccinated, because we want folks to be able to carry on with their lives, but we need them to do that in the safest way possible.
Is the health department doing contact tracing, and have anyone have to be quarantined if they were in close contact with you? And if so, how many?
Well, you know, we can't share other people's health information. That mm-hmm. will be a violation. But they have done contact tracing, and that number of folks that meet that requirement, folks mm-hmm. think is like anybody you interacted with, is basically folks who have been interacted with you within 6 feet for 15 minutes, even if that's 5, 10, 5, 5, and 5, or 15 consistently. Mm-hmm. That's a very small number of folks, and we're making sure have made sure that those folks have been contacted, folks have gotten tested, and are taking the appropriate action.
Okay. So,
but this is not some big super spreader kind of thing.
Right. Okay. Great. So you said that with you being already vaccinated, it lessened your symptoms. What would you say to those who are still not vaccinated?
That they need to get vaccinated. It's that simple. Gone are the days of the conversation for folks who say, oh, I'm not going to get vaccinated, I'm doing this or that. People, when you look at the folks who are dying from COVID, they're all unvaccinated. That's the reality. Women lie, men lie, numbers don't. We need people to get the vaccine. We need people to understand how we need to deal with this virus.
So when do you hope to return to work?
Well, I have until next Friday. So I'm following the guidelines. My 10th day will be next Friday. So the 15th is the earliest day for me to peek back outside, so to speak.
Great. Thank you for joining us, Mayor Scott, on the Morgan NewsHour. We hope to have you back soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.